Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Here we go. It's Friday, and we want you to get extra paid.
Yeah, buddy.
It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
So pull out your cell phone or your phone, whatever you got to call, and call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
Please dial carefully. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna, what number do you like?
I like 15.
Caller number 15, you get to play round one, and if you don't get in this hour, it's okay. We're going to hook you with a brand new password in the next hour, so you get to play all over again, okay?
Don't
worry, we got plenty of money to give you. And speaking of things that Jenna likes, let's keep that going. It's time for Jenna's segment.
That's what we like.
Yes.
New song
every
day.
The new song. Everything's so fresh. All right, well, I'm going to play another new song for you. This one is an artist named Matt Mason. He's had a very interesting life. And anyway, it's a new album coming out April 5th. This is a little bit of an older song of his. It's called Cringe.
Lover, come over.
The transition from rap to this.
Love
right?
it.
Yeah.
I've been alone so long, I feel like I'm on the run. Lover, come over. Kick up the dust. I got a secret. Starting to rush. She said, I'm looking like a bad man, full criminal. She said, my spirit doesn't move.
Using the word lover.
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 That's a good song, Al.
I'm going to text that to somebody.
This is Matt
Lover, come over. Lover, come over.
Yeah, switch it up from you up to Lover, come over.
Again, that's Matt Mason, M-A-E-S-O-N. Cringe is the name of that song, and a new album, and he's on tour right now. He's coming through town here. He's going to be in Austin, a bunch of spots in the South. Smaller venues, but cool. Cool artist.
All right.
If you liked that song. Okay, I'm just going to get to the highlight of the segment today because I'm hyped. A lot of people ask me about my favorite workout shoe. I love sneakers. Mm-hmm. I revealed yesterday that I have paycheck sneakers where I've spent, well, maybe double paycheck sneakers. I love high-end. I like Vans. I like, you know, old school Reeboks. I like them all. I don't discriminate.
Do you wear the sneakers that you spend the money on, though?
Wear them.
You wear them. Okay, good.
Or one pair, two different pairs. All day yesterday, actually. I do. I wear sneakers all the time. Y'all see me wear sneakers more than heels now. Anyway, my favorite workout sneaker. There's a difference. What can you actually exercise in that's very comfortable? My favorite workout sneaker has combined with my favorite television show. The Adidas Ultra Boost has a new set of sneakers that just came out. Oh, gosh, just a week ago or less, with Game of Thrones. They've collaborated, so they're not weird, they're not ugly, just the cool colorways, little touches on the heel.
So cool.
I don't even know what that part's called, but like the inside heel of the shoe will be a dragon or something like that, but really cool colors. More masculine looking, but that's my style of sneaker anyway. Named after certain, if you're a fan of the show, you would recognize
them.
I won't bore y'all with all of the names since none of you have watched the show, but these are great sneakers and my favorite workout shoe, the most comfortable in my opinion running shoe is this Ultra Boost.
I would get every single one of those.
Yeah.
They're so cool looking.
Yeah, they are cool looking.
How much are those, by the way, the Ultra Boost?
They range in the, you know, they're nice workout running shoes. So, you know, mid-$100
range. Like $150?
Yeah, I don't know. Sneakers are just expensive, right?
They are.
But these are great. I'm on my second pair of Ultra Boost, so I love them.
Cool. Right. I like those.
Okay. I'm feeling more domesticated, so when I came across this new paint color, I got very excited. Because picking paint is very tough, and there's new services now. You don't have to go to the paint store and get the swatches or take a little samples home. There are so many things you can order online to see if you like paint, but avocado toast is now a paint color.
Oh,
avocado toast. And it's a cool green color, and so is No Filter. So they have really cool paint colors out now. No Filter is like a warm off-white color. Anyway, but there's these two companies out now called Claire and Backdrop. You can order samples online. They make it very easy. They have really hip, cool new colors that they're kind of following Pantone trends. And I don't know. I love it. If you're, I mean, I don't know. I have a lot of friends that are kind of into this homemaking stuff now. So I think it's kind of cool, right? Yeah.
All right.
Okay, one last thing. Al,
yo,
you might be the one most interested in this.
All right.
This is just a weird thing that I like. Matthew McConaughey has been promoting this movie he has with Snoop Dogg.
Uh-huh.
I believe we're going to... Yeah.
We'll talk to Gray later.
We are. We're going to get her review on this movie later. But he has been doing these late-night show appearances, and he's wearing this heinous... Say heinous.
Oh, man.
You're like, why do I like this?
This is Jenna's not what she likes.
No, it is in a weird way. Jason Voorhees diamond necklace, and people are like, no one's talked about it on his late night shows. Look at this photo we have on Kid TV. So now the internet's kind of a buzz, like, what's going on? Why is he wearing this weird necklace? And he is a weird guy. So I did some digging.
Okay. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg has a collaboration with this jewelry, this online jeweler called King Ice.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to get a present for someone that they may never wear again, I mean, they have SpongeBob, they have Nickelodeon. These are like diamond wrapper chains, but affordable, like $50.
Oh, they're affordable?
And they have all of your favorite old school rappers have collaborations that some of them are heinous, but they're cheap and they're hilarious. And I just kind of love it. So they have, like Wu-Tang or Notorious B.I.G. There's all these weird collabs.
What's the name of it
they
again?
Have King Ice.
Okay.
Some of them are like $49. So I think that's what Matthew McConaughey's wearing. Maybe a real one. But anyway, yeah, Snoop Dogg has a line on there. It's just funny.
Have you seen?
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Aside, the new show coming out, the new season of Martha and Snoop Dogg.
Yes,
the trailer. I love them. Oh my gosh, they're singing Titanic.
They're doing Titanic. Yeah.
Martha Stewart's behind Snoop Dogg. He's got a fryer pan, basket in each hand as he puts them off in the. It's hilarious. You got to see it. It's hilarious.
Have you actually watched the show?
I haven't seen one episode.
Right. But the promos are great.
Promos are great.
Okay.
Plans. Gonna buy a broom. Gonna give my dog a bath. And maybe vacuum. Beat the Bay.
Extreme.
Beat the Bay.
Extreme weekend.
That's an extreme weekend.
That's my weekend right there.
Lots of plans going on
right
there.
Broom. Yesterday, I was, my floor, I don't have a broom. And I don't have a mop. So... Yeah. I think I threw those away when I moved because I was just throwing
stuff away.
I was on my hands and knees with Windex yesterday just doing my floor.
Cinderella, bro?
Yes. I just took a bottle and just sprayed my floor and I got it.
Oh, there you go, Al.
Good.
All right. So that's what Al's going to be up to this weekend.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out.
Fun time.
Out KidNation.com for what Jenna likes. But right now, I know Rebecca likes playing some Beat the Bank Extreme. Huh, Rebecca?
Yes, I do. How are y'all doing?
Doing excellent. I hear you're doing a two-player game right now. There's two of you.
Yes. My daughter, Grace, is in the car with me. We're dropping her off at school.
All right. So it's Rebecca and Grace.
Hi, Grace.
Getting a little extra bank.
Hi.
How old is Grace, just for the heck of it?
She is seven.
Seven years old. So she's in first grade?
Second grade.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Congratulations. You're making it to second grade. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Keep on keeping on.
Well, Rebecca, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Gaga.
Password accepted.
Congratulations, Rebecca. You have gained access into our bank vault. Now, here's the thing. You have to pick one of those bank vaults that are right in front of you. Which one did you go with?
Number 10.
Okay. That one is your bank vault. We're cleaning it up for you, getting it ready. Here's how the game works. You're going to go in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there, Rebecca. Your only job, along with Grace, is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. Now, the pro tip is, if you hear any amount with the word thousand after it, you say stop, it will not go any higher. You could win up to $10,000. You could win $5,000, $2,000, or $1,000. But again, if you hear one of those, yell stop. It will not go any higher. And if that door does close on you, Rebecca, because you stayed in there too long, you will get nothing. And
the fans are not going to like
exactly
that.
Exactly, Gaga. So, Rebecca, you know the rules. You're ready to play the game. Is Grace ready?
Yes. Are you ready, Grace?
All right, Grace is there. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the Bank Extreme.
100. 200. 300.
400. 550. 580. 640.
Stop.
All right. $640.
You had a number in mind, didn't you?
Rebecca got
I did.
640. What was your number, Rebecca? 600?
Well, 640.
It was 600, yeah.
Yeah.
600.
Hey, well, you got 40 extra dollars.
All right.
Yeah. That you
get
had.
That to Grace.
Yeah, well, what's Grace going to get out of this? Some LOL dolls or something?
What do you want, Grace? New earrings.
New earrings. Oh,
she's
fancy.
A classy little lady.
Fancy Grace over here.
One.
I like that. All right, Rebecca. Well, you got $640 just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$690. $700.
Oh, dang.
$710.
Not bad at all,
Rebecca. Congratulations.
Way to go, Rebecca.
Thank you guys so much.
You have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend, and tell Grace to have a good day at school, okay?
For sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hold on for us, Rebecca. There she goes. We got another chance for you to win some money here coming up shortly. We'll hook you up with another password. But right now, we want to keep those good vibes going. Kid Nation, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
Go ahead, Kelly. I'm sorry.
5 geek it.
And tell us why you're smiling going into the weekend. What happened to you this week that's got you feeling awesome? Or what are you looking forward to? We want to smile along with you. And I got a story here for you.
Okay.
Grandmother gives birth to her own grandchild. And I promise it is a feel-good story. I'll give you the details next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
It should.
And that should make you feel good.
I know Rebecca's feeling good. She won $640 with Beat the Bank Extreme. Your next password is coming up in about 25 minutes, Kid Nation.
Go, Becky.
We'll hook you up with that. Hey, now. Pretty cool. I told you, grandmother gives birth to her own grandchild. And I said it was a feel-good story, and it really is because a loving grandmother has given birth to her own grandchild because her daughter was born without a womb.
Wow.
Tracy Smith feared that she would never be able to have a child of her own until her mother stepped up and offered to act as a surrogate by using IVF. Her mother is Emma Miles. She had to lose a bunch of weight to get healthy enough to get pregnant, which she did.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able to give birth to healthy baby Evie.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
Nice story. Yeah,
and it is her daughter's egg. She did have her ovaries and everything worked. She just didn't have the womb to carry the baby. So that's what a loving mother does right there.
Sure.
Because she already carried her and she knew how difficult it is probably to carry babies.
Mm.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Jenna's baby fever is so heavy right now.
Heavy.
So heavy right now.
Do you feel it in the air?
I feel it.
It's
I really do feel it.
It's so strange. I've never had it. Lately, you just read a baby story like that and I'm like, oh.
I know. I feel you.
Oh.
From the text, Kelly wrote us and said, Paulina wrote us and said, the past 4 years I've been a manager for a retail store, so I never got weekends off. Hmm. But I recently started on a new job where I get weekends and holidays off.
Awesome.
And then she also wrote, Kelly, I know a Walmart where you can get that orange vanilla. I'll email you.
Slipping in my DMs.
Yeah, you don't want to give away the secret because Alan's been looking for it for so long that you don't want people go buy it off. Amanda wrote us and said, Kelly, you're going to be happy about this. Mercury isn't in retrograde anymore as of today.
Finally sliding out. This was a rough one, people.
It was. Oh.
It affects all communication.
Mm. Planes?
Yes.
Travel.
All kinds of stuff.
They say nightmares. You shouldn't sign contracts.
Nothing.
During retrograde.
Which I think I did.
I did too. Mm. I didn't know about it at the time where I would have said, wait.
So hopefully it still works, Kelly.
Right.
Hopefully it still works. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, Allison.
Good morning.
All right, so you have an awesome feel-good. What's going on in your life?
Well, on Monday, I got my first child support check since October of last year.
Wow.
Finally.
And on Tuesday, I got a promotion at work.
Oh, you got a promotion, too? Congratulations.
What are you going to be doing?
Thank you. I work for H-E-B, which is a grocery company, and I'm going to be an associate recruiter.
Good for you.
I was in your store yesterday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going there, too.
Good.
Congratulations, Allison, on the promotion. I'm glad you finally got that child support check. Fellas, pay for your children, please.
Step up.
Step up, men. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
So you're super excited. How old are you, first of all, Sophia?
I'm 11.
11 years old, and you're doing something that is national.
Yeah.
What?
What are you doing?
Cheerleading.
All right.
Yay. Is it this weekend?
Yeah.
All right. So, how
are you? It's a big competition.
Yes. And I get to compete with two teams from Chi Athletics Plano.
Two teams?
Whoa, look at you, two teams.
You're in high demand, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like you guys have a good shot to get to nationals?
Yeah.
Okay, good, Sophia. Well, you call us back and let us know how you did on next week, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Sophia.
And come up with a cheer for the Kid Craddock Morning Show while you're at it.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be great.
We need our own cheer.
Yeah. I think my daughter's about to start learning how to do flips. Scares.
That photo you posted of her the other day, she's big.
Chloe?
She's like arm muscles.
Yeah.
She's one of those tone kids.
She plays. I actually have to try now when I play football with my kids.
I was like,
they're fast now.
She has that athletic bod.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is good. It's awesome.
She's going to be doing flips.
Crazy.
Are you going to show her how to do the split?
No, she can already do that.
Oh, she can.
We were calling her pretzel lately because she's been going to gymnastics and she can turn into a pretzel.
Wow.
I've never been able to do that, so I don't know where she got that. And Kinsey's not very flexible either.
Yeah, I know.
So, I might get a DNA test.
Maybe Kinsey stretched her.
I think so.
She was stretching the baby.
Yeah, Kinsey does stretch her. Hi, Leslie.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are you celebrating?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, Feel Good Friday. I'm talking to the Kid Craddock Show. That's so awesome.
Hey, thank you.
Glad to be talking to you.
Yes. You know, I was driving to our pie shop, Life of Pie, in Abilene this morning, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to call in for Feel Good Friday because tomorrow we are celebrating our one-year anniversary in business.
Yay! That's awesome.
What's your signature pie?
We are home of the Sweet Heat pies. So we have honey habanero, key lime jalapeno, blueberry ghost pepper, and of course so many, like we have a donut hole pie called the Homer. So just non-traditional, but those Sweet Heats are what we're known for.
Key lime habanero.
That sounds actually pretty good. You might need to send Jenna one of those recipes because she likes to bake, and then maybe she could try making it for
us. Send a pie.
See, I've been thinking about that. And you know what, Kelly? You and Ellen need to come. You can have some sandwich, some lovin', and some pie.
There you go. There you go. Leslie.
A podcast listener. Thank you.
You got it in Kelly's wheelhouse right there. Congratulations, Leslie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We have a thespian on the show now. Hello, Jazz.
Hey.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Right. So you got big weekend planned.
Yep.
What's going on?
Okay. So, this weekend, I made it into the cast of Lion King Jr., and I'm playing the part of Banzai.
The hyena?
Yes.
Oh, that is so cool.
Can you give us a line?
I don't know, Shenza. What do you think, Ed?
I can see you already. Well, Jazz, you break a leg this weekend.
Send us a photo.
Yeah, send us a pic.
Thank you. Okay, all right. Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye, Jazz. That's really cool.
Yep.
Hey, Casey.
Hey.
All right, we need one of these for Feel Good Friday, always. What's going on?
Well, first of all, Kelly, I'm from Florence, too.
Yay!
Oh, South Carolina girls.
Yeah. I don't live there anymore, but all my family's still there.
Yeah, you can still rep it.
Yeah. My feel-good story is I am 37 weeks pregnant tomorrow.
Yay.
And this is our third little guy. It's a little boy this time. I have a boy and a girl already. But he was breech, and this is my first experience with a breech baby. And I have something called rapid labor, which just means that I deliver my babies very quickly. And so him being breached caused a little bit of concern, because if I went into labor, I'd have to probably go completely under for a C-section because they just wouldn't have time to do an epidural.
Right.
But he is finally head down, so I don't have to, as long as he stays head down, I don't have to worry about that.
Yay!
Just come on.
Come on down.
Come on down, young man.
Come
down. Yeah, you flip on over and stay there, sir.
Come on down.
Congratulations, Casey. I hope it goes smooth for you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling in. I'm glad he's no longer breech, because that is very scary for moms. And hold on one second. This is really cool what Autumn's dealing with. Hi, Autumn.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Good. We're going to stay in the baby lane here because you have something that a lot of sisters wish they had.
Yes, so I just found out that me and my sister are both pregnant and we are both due on Halloween.
Wow. Oh,
Halloween,
wow.
Baby.
Cool.
So cool.
We are so excited. My sister was told that her and her husband were not going to be able to have any more kids, and so it was just really hard on her because, like, she's such a great mom. And now she's going to be another one. I'm so excited. Yeah.
On Halloween, a spooky birth. That's what's happening right there. Congratulations.
Birthday.
Yeah, that is going to be a cool birthday right there. And let's get Sharon on the phone real quick. Hi, Sharon.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Morning. So what are you going to be up to?
So yesterday I was able to book a trip to Europe for me and my three adult children.
Aww.
That's very cool.
That's something that I've always wanted to do. I was a teen mom. I was 16 when I had my first child, and I've worked really hard. And I just graduated with my doctorate this past May.
Congrats.
And things are falling in place, and we're going to Europe for 2 weeks.
What part? Do you know? Well, of course you know.
Of course.
We have plans to go to London, Paris. We're going to Venice, wow. Rome, and Athens.
And wow. Sharon, now that you got your doctorate, if anybody on the plane ever says, is there a doctor on the plane, you can raise your hand.
Yes, I can. Actually, I can. At this point, I'm a nurse right now, so my doctorate is in nursing practice.
Let's go find
them. It's been very, very exciting. It's been a long road, and I'm glad that I'm able to do this for my children.
Make sure you go by my favorite restaurant in London, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I'll be sure and visit that.
Yeah. You sound so cultured, Al.
Man, I love that place.
Oh, that was Al's favorite restaurant. Well, have fun on your trip. Sharon, congratulations on your doctorate.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The gates are open to play Beat the Bank Extreme. Pick up that phone. Give us a call, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 19 to play Beat the Bank Extreme. You choose the vault. You get as gutsy as you want to get. Just make sure you pull out some money. We don't want you to go home empty-handed.
Right.
And we'll play here shortly, but joining us in the studio right now is our boy who teased something yesterday. A full-day tease from part-time Justin. Hi, Justin.
Hello. What's up?
Hello. How's your dog?
Hi. He's doing great. He's great. I got locked out of my apartment last night, though, because I was taking him on a midnight walk just to see if he had to go potty. Yeah.
A midnight walk on a school night?
Well, I got home late. I was at a music video shoot for my friend Lardy B. So I got to...
Ooh, Lardy B.
Lardy B.
Yeah, Lardy B.
I was just talking to my wife yesterday about how much growth you have had in the last couple years.
You think so? Yeah, because I'm not late today.
Well, that's just being not late. Yeah.
The fact that you're living in your apartment, you got yourself a dog, you're being very responsible, you seem to be doing better with your money.
Yeah.
He bought me a drink on my birthday.
Awesome.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Justin's, he's
with his credit card or
big
yours?
Big moves. His credit card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't have to secretly ask him, like, hey, JC, can you get me a drink? Because I can't afford one right now.
Justin's, he's getting much better. He's becoming an actual adult.
That's good.
I am. And I'm growing. And my life update is that I am single.
Aww.
I am no longer in a relationship.
This was your first relationship,
you had
right?
a breakup.
Yeah, I broke up with my boyfriend.
Am I having a false memory? Did we already announce that you broke up on the radio?
No.
That was all off the air?
Yeah, that was all
wow.
off
well, they
the
had
air.
A. You guys had a breakup.
We did.
Got back together.
It was a nasty breakup, and then we got back together.
It was
did we
nasty?
Announce
that on the air?
Yes.
No.
No.
I can't remember. You know, sometimes
we
you can't
it.
Remember what's off air and on air.
Right. Yeah.
No, he came in here, and actually, I think it was just us in studio, and Justin... told us.
Yeah, so it was in the studio.
And that
That's
was
why I'm
it's your first breakup, so I know it hurts a lot because you've never gone through this.
It definitely does. And I am thankful for all the memories and all the adventures and all the laughs. We dated for 7 months.
Not bad.
Yeah, no, not
a long time.
It was a long time, and it meant a lot. And
what'd you do?
What?
The car.
Al's trying to say that it's Justin's fault. Yeah. Sometimes it's not someone's fault.
What did I do? The thing is that we're in two different parts of our lives right now. I'm out with who I am,
got
and
it.
He's not out to his parents or a lot of his close friends.
He's still waiting
yeah.
for that.
So I okay. was, yeah, he's still waiting. And I was a secret, and it hindered us from getting closer.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I was turned into a secret. You know, some calls were declined because he was with some people. And it just...
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it prevented us from getting closer. And I was like, it's hard for me. So we had to take a break, or we had to break up.
And you wouldn't push him. I would hear you guys. You wouldn't push him towards that. You said whenever no, he feels yeah, ready, which was really cool on your
behalf. Yes. And I feel like, so, and it was bothering me, and I feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my chest. Like, it was bothering me. And so
that
now
doesn't
it's
make
done.
You feel good to be kept yeah. that way.
No, no, it doesn't. And I hope one day, he gets to feel that exact same feeling whenever he gets to tell his family and his friends, you know? Because for anybody who's struggling to come out with their sexuality, I just want to say there's no better, amazing feeling than being able to get to live your truth and get to live, like, your honest life. And
right.
being able to talk to your parents and your friends about who you are and who you love and not keep any secrets.
And some people say, well, my parents would never accept me. And you kind of dealt with that for a little bit,
yes,
right?
I did. Coming out of the closet is not easy whatsoever.
Right.
It is hard, man. You.
Who took it the hardest out of your mom and dad?
I think my dad did.
Your dad did.
Yeah,
and it's not easy, and you're ashamed, and you're afraid that if you come out, you're going to be rejected. But what you do is you live in this closet, and it's a dark world, and you don't get to be honest, and you start rejecting yourself, and you start hating yourself, and it's not a safe place to be at all either.
Yeah.
People harm themselves whenever they don't get to live their truth, so it hurts. But what I want to say is that when you do... And this is very cliche, but it does get better.
Yeah.
Life does get better, and you get to it. Time it heals. You feel better, and it's hard. I mean, it was
your dad's come around. You have a really good relationship with your parents. I've seen you with them.
Yeah,
they love you to death.
It wasn't easy coming out to my parents. I told them after my first semester of college, and we went to church. And I don't know why I felt the need to tell them right there, but we get home
in church
after church
after church
after church.
You feel like this was maybe a safe environment.
Under
people
Lord.
Around.
But I told them, and there was a lot of tears. There was a lot of moments of silence. There was a lot of silent dinners. And it was a little rough. But we eventually got through it. And my dad's advice from someone... He grew up Catholic, and he's a devout Christian. His advice for parents and kids, he says, come out as soon as possible so the parents can get over it as soon as possible. Yeah. And I know that's not the most positive thing that someone wants to hear who is
it's pretty
gay,
blunt, though. It's
real advice because your parents might not like it, and that's probably why you're afraid to come out. But again, time does heal, and my dad is getting over it. And me and him are in a place where I can talk about my relationships, and I can be out and about, and I can be open and honest, and it does bring us closer.
That makes me smile.
I see that.
That you can do that now with your dad.
I know.
Justin.
It's some real hardcore advice. And I'm just so appreciative and honored that, like, I get to be out too and on the radio and hear and speak with you guys. Like, I wasn't even officially out to my extended family until I had this job. And so, I mean, it's great. And I'm glad that I get to be a voice for the LGBT community. And it's awesome. And
let me ask you this. You say you felt ashamed before you came out. Do you no longer feel that way?
Oh, no.
At all, right?
I am proud of who I am.
And I just, in all honesty, I bet you've helped, you know, by having this platform.
Yeah.
You've probably helped a lot of people in your position as well that have struggled with it. So that's very cool.
Yeah, thank you very much. And whoever is struggling to come out and you need advice, or if you need someone to talk to, you can definitely talk to me. Like, I am here. And
have you been talking to the ex-boyfriend?
No, I
is
haven't.
It, not at all.
No,
wait,
it's
cut
just,
off?
It's, I think
yeah.
so. We needed some time.
Yeah.
But, like, even for parents who think that their kid might have something to say, or they're struggling with it too, you can email me, you can message me on Instagram. Like, I am here. I would love to talk, because it is, we are in a time of our lives where this is, it still exists, where you have to come out of the closet still, you know?
Yeah.
And it's important that we have these conversations.
And to those who have come out and maybe don't have the happy ending that Justin did and their parents didn't accept, look, you do make friends. You get to choose your friends.
Yeah,
and there are
and you choose your family sometimes.
You choose your family sometimes.
When you're own. I mean, that is a risk. Some people don't have that positive outcome.
Yeah.
And they find a new family.
Surround yourself with a community of people that love you. And that's You've done that as well. You're around a lot of people that...
A lot of people that support me. And Kid Nation is like a huge family. Yeah. You know, we are your family. And you can always talk to us and reach out to us.
Yeah. So, Justin, I'm sorry you're going... You seem to be doing okay with it. I'm glad that you're not in the dumps. You seem like you're still yourself. I know you're a little sad right now because it is your first breakup. But yeah. I really appreciate you sharing this with Kid Nation, man.
I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to share it with you guys. You know,
thank you. It's important, like you said. Very important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we get a hold of you, Justin? What's the best way?
Message me on Instagram at Part-Time Justin, and you can email me at justin@yanetworks.
Y-E-A.
All right.
And remember, what Justin said is true. It will get better.
It does get better. And time heal. Time does heal.
All right, Justin.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for sharing, man.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
You'll be all right, buddy. I'll give you a hug in a second, but right now we got to give away some monies.
Money first, hugs later.
I need to see Mom to let her know some news. She has no idea. I love Family Feud. Beat the bang.
What?
Beat the bang.
What?
Someone wrote Big Al's really fallen off the freestyle wagon.
Don't worry, they're not freestyles. Yeah, he actually writes that down. Yeah, don't get it twisted.
In fact, if y'all want to submit your own rap,
yes, I've done raps.
Happily accept it.
I've done raps that have been submitted by Kid Nation all the time.
Lilia, hi. There she is. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Oh, this is so exciting.
Well, first of all, congratulations. You are caller number 19, so that's pretty cool. What are you up to right now?
Literally, I was driving, so I pulled over.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, we wanted super safe for you. Where are you going to work? Or are you going to school or something?
No, I just dropped off my daughter at daycare.
Aw, so now that you got a mommy day to yourself. Perfect.
Yeah, I tagged you, I think last week. So my daughter is the K-pop family.
Oh, the K-pop family?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, look at that. Now we get to officially talk to each other in person.
There you go.
Not just on social media, Lilia. Perfect.
That's so cool. Okay.
Well, let's go ahead and step up to the vault and win you some money.
Hello.
All right.
Enter your password.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Congratulations. You have gained access to our vault. Now, which one of the many that we have left over would you like to choose?
Number four.
All right.
Low numbers this time.
Yeah, I know. Here's Kelly to tell you how we play the game.
Yeah, we're going to put you in the vault with a banker who's going to call out dollar amounts. You know how it works. The numbers are going to go up, up, up. You just have to yell stop before the vault closes. And you'll get nothing if that happens. Now, the dollar amounts could go as high as $1,000, $2,000. We've got some $5,000s in there. And the ultimate one, the $10,000 vault. But if you hear the word thousand, that's as high as it's going. So if it says $1,000, yell stop. If it says $2,000, yell stop because it's going no higher than that. You understand?
Okay.
Got it.
I understand.
Good. Just go with your gut feeling. Pull out as much money as you can, Lilia. And let's do it. Let's play. Beat the bank.
$150, $220, $250, $310, $330, $460.
$460, stop.
All right, girl.
I love that you even gave the amount.
Yeah, $460, stop. All right.
$460. What are you going to do with that money?
Buy my interview clothes.
Aww.
Oh, you're looking for a job.
Trying to get that gig right there. Yeah, you're going to find yourself some great clothes with that much money. Hey, so you got the money, Lilia. $460. Put that in your pocket just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$550. $580. $600. $660. $790.
Not too bad.
That's all right. You got over half.
Got a lot of money. There you go. Enjoy your money, okay, Lilia? Great talking to you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Hold on for us. We'll get you set up with your money. I'll see you on the gram later. And coming up next, it's time to play the match game. Oh, yes, Kelly's favorite game is coming up next. We're going to get a contestant on the phone, and we'll see who is the winner next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, everyone, it's time for everyone's favorite game show, Match Game. Or at least when I say everyone, I mean Kelly Raspberry.
Right.
But
we have a blast playing it as well. And here to join us and to host the game is Nick Adams.
Hello, thank you, everyone.
Hello,
Nicholas. Please stop the applause. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stop.
So the match game is simple. I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it, and then it's up to our special guest. We'll meet in just a second to fill in that answer. And our celebrities on the show will fill in the answer, too. If there's some matches, we get some points. But points don't matter because we're just having fun.
Yay!
Now, let's meet our contestant, Felicia. Hi, Felicia.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great, actually. I'm very excited to be on the show. I've actually been listening since I was a kid with my mom. Grew up on the show.
And you guys, Felicia is a college student, and today in class, she watched a movie.
What did you watch?
We watched The Talented Mr. Ripley. We read the book last week, and we have to do some analyzation on both the movie and the book.
Oh, man. I loved movie time at school. I had a really old rhetoric writing teacher or professor, and she said she wanted to show us her favorite movie because she wasn't feeling well, and it was Citizen Kane.
Oh, my gosh.
Worst movie ever.
Or is it the best? That's what people say.
I don't know how they say that's the best because that thing was yikes.
Well, the best game to play is the match game.
All right, let's do it, Nick.
So let's get to playing. Okay, Felicia, are you clear with the rules?
Yes.
All right, here we go. First question. Remember, don't say your answer out loud. Give yourself time to think about it and say ding when you're ready. Big Al hasn't heard from his ghost in a while, but the other day he swears he heard a spirit say blank.
Ding.
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 Big Al's ding. Haunted business. I think everyone's ready to go. Felicia, you answer this first. Big Al hasn't heard from his ghost in a while, but the other day he swears he heard a spirit say,
don't eat that.
Don't eat that.
Oh, that's not nice.
Well, you're on a diet.
Okay.
That is true. Felicia is correct. Good answer, Felicia.
Good answer.
Let's get Felicia some points. Jenna, what did Big Al hear a spirit say?
Daddy?
Oh. Al's mating with the ghost.
I just thought that would spook Al.
JC, what did the spirit say?
I'm over it. I'm moving to Detroit.
Enough time has passed.
Dang, JC. Dang.
Kelly, what did the spirit tell Big Al?
How many more days until your big story?
Good answers, but no matches yet.
No?
Big Al, you haven't heard from your ghost in a while, but the other day you swear you heard a spirit say,
ghost ya.
Oh, no.
Thank you. That was very polite.
That's good, Al.
Thank you.
That was something.
It hurt.
That's Big Al right there.
All right.
Moving on. Here we go. Things with Juan Snow have been perfect. Hopefully, he never finds out about Jenna's blank.
Ding.
Ding. Ding. Are you scared?
Ding. Ding. Oh, you got to tread lightly here with sometimes.
You want to ruin my relationship as it just is going good.
Yeah, tread lightly because I really like Juan Snow.
It's fine. I'll take myself out.
Okay. Ding.
I think I heard all dings. Here we go. Felicia, you first. Things with Juan Snow have been perfect. Hopefully, he will never find out about Jenna's
baby fever.
Oh. Good answer.
He knows, and he has it.
Good answer.
Oh, no.
But don't worry, I'm not going to do it.
Well, you got the eggs on standby.
I better need those eggs at some point.
Okay, JC, let's see if we can get some matches here. Hopefully, Juan Snow never finds out about Jenna's
Lust for Big Al Mac.
Oh.
Yeah. Get you some.
Stacey, why are you going to do that?
I told you I was trying to tread lightly, but I can't.
That's not light.
Their lips have met before. Kelly, let's go with you. Hopefully Juan Snow does not find about Jenna's.
What?
Sorry.
What's that face?
Uh-oh.
She's making a face.
Hopefully you think it's funny.
Oh, boy.
Problematic hairy spots? It was just great.
I didn't even know about the problematic hairy
spots. Waxing a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's great. I have no hair. I'm great. I'm not upset. Nothing.
Okay,
upset.
We're good so far. We're good.
Yeah.
No,
no
points for Felicia.
Oh, man.
Relationship is still intact so far. Big Al.
Mm.
Hopefully, Juan Snow does not find out about Jenna's
sweaty glands.
Do I have sweaty glands?
I don't think so.
Well, Jenna, things with Juan Snow have been perfect. Hopefully he never finds out about your
old engagement ring that's still in a kitchen cupboard.
Oh, Jenna!
Oh, my.
You're telling me to tread lightly.
I don't know what to do with it.
We'll see. Okay, here we go, guys. Don't answer out loud. The other day, JC was feeling himself, but a guy at his gym burst his bubble when he said JC looked like blank.
Dang.
Really? That fast?
Yes.
Dang.
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 Burst his bubble when he looked like blank.
Dang.
JC can't think of anything to ding with.
I'll ding.
You ding? Okay, you'll ding.
I'll ding in a second.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't
done. There's so many possibilities.
Ding. Only one in my mind.
Oh, really?
All right. Well, Felicia, we'll go with you first. The other day, JC was feeling himself, but a guy at his gym burst his bubble when he said JC looked like...
I don't agree with this, but a little boy.
Aww. Aww. Little boy. Don't you remember when someone thought you were a hoodlum in the neighborhood? Because you had out on a backpack on your skateboard?
Yeah, they rode into our community thing and said to the parents of the teenage boy riding around an electric skateboard, tell him to be safer. He's riding on the street, but I'm a grown-A man.
Let's try and get some points for Felicia. Jenna, a guy at the gym burst JC's bubble when he said JC looked like...
George Lopez.
Oh, Jenna. Oh, wow. If I was a girl, I would fight you right now.
Oh. I was trying to pick someone I thought would make you mad.
Kelly, what did the guy at the gym say JC looked like?
I thought this was really obvious. We just talked about this the other day.
Yeah, I almost did it.
Joey Fatone.
Yeah, Joey Fatone.
We just talked about that.
I know we just talked about it. Still hurts.
No matches yet, guys. Big Al. Let's see if we can hook Felicia up here with some points.
Okay.
The guy at JC's gym burst his bubble when he said JC looked like...
A guy that would help him move.
That's cute.
How's that going, by the way? Have you helped him move yet?
No.
No?
He hasn't brought it back up, and I saw him again yesterday.
Okay, good.
So I think I might be in the clear.
Okay, good. All right, well, JC, a guy burst your bubble the other day at your gym because he said you looked like...
I had lost some weight.
Oh my.
Which means I lost gains.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you can't lose them gains.
Is Friday leg day, back day?
What are we doing? Literal guy.
Friday's going to be leg day.
Leg day?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, no points so far for Felicia. We have one more question left. Here we go. Remember, don't answer out loud. Kelly found Alan's secret bank account. He told her he was using it for blank.
Ding, ding.
Secret bank account.
Ding.
Stupid.
That's encouraging.
Ding, sorry.
All right, here we go. Felicia, you are up first. Kelly found Alan's secret bank account. He told her he was using it for...
magic trick props.
Oh! That money's disappearing.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's go around the room. Jenna, what was Alan using his secret bank account for?
Slingshots.
No.
Those motorcycle cars.
Do we just have one in the slingshot fleet?
One. So far.
So far.
So far.
All right, JC, what was Alan using that secret bank account for?
Just helping a dental hygienist get through school with the art of dance.
Oh, my God.
Good one. Oh, dang. Dang, that's good. I wish I thought of that.
Kelly's like, yeah. Real funny. A dental hygienist.
Well, that's what she's studying.
Right.
It could be anything.
Big Al.
Yes.
Let's go with you. Kelly found Alan's secret bank account. He said he was using it for...
to open a secret bank.
What?
Kelly.
Hold on, I'm processing Al's answer.
Next. I don't even get it.
What's a secret bank?
No.
Why does he have a secret bank?
I don't know. It's a secret. No.
Heartburn.
Kelly,
yes.
You found Alan's secret bank account. He told you he was using it for...
Well, this is a match with Jenna. Another slingshot.
Hey!
Does it count, though? Because I matched with Jenna.
You know, since we have no points so far, it'll count.
Thank you.
There you go.
Good job.
We're all on this together.
Yes. Al, how many is one... How many bonus points is one match worth?
You know what? We're feeling good. Today is Friday. How about 25,000 Kid Craddock Morning Show bonus points?
Congratulations, Felicia.
Where can we redeem those?
Please go to KidNation.com and scroll down to the bottom where you see the store, the online store, and just go crazy, okay?
I will. Okay. I'm sure I will find it.
Good
and
deal.
Felicia, it was wonderful hanging out with you. Thank you for taking time out of your day.
School and all that good stuff, okay?
Thank you.
Did we ever ask you what you wanted to be when you grow up?
No, you didn't, actually.
What are you studying?
So, I'm studying English right now, but I graduated in May, and I will be doing a master's in special education, and then hoping to go to law school after that.
Whoa.
Oh, good for you.
She's got a plan right there.
And law.
Yeah, you got a serious plan.
Well, Felicia, good luck with all that, and make sure you hit us up and keep us updated with everything, okay?
Thank you. I will.
As they say in law school. Bye, Felicia.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ice Cube.
I hear that one a lot.
Bye, Felicia. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you guys, too.
Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.